What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Y'all doing your heads right now. I know you are.
Hey, baby.
She's doing it, too.
I like monkey.
I'm having a lucid dream, Matthew. A guy's wearing a skirt with a hood ornament microphone.
Baby, I feel like we at the Corn and Rob Zombie show together. And these women in the cage, what are they doing?
These women are making out. Ooh, Sodom and Gomorrah. Turn around, don't look.
We going home.
What? I love them.
You got the shout out on your birthday, man. I'll never forget.
God.
Oh, Mikey from Islander hooked it up.
Yeah. Do we still have that?
I don't. We might have to.
We live in this digital world now where.
Yeah.
Because, you know, unless you print out photos or you go put a home movie or even a video from like Christmas, you the likelihood of you putting it on DVD is slim to none.
I mean, it's hard to figure out for some people.
Down the road, you're going to lose your iCloud some way. It's just going to be gone.
You know, before the two-factor authentication, we got touched up a little.
Mm-hmm.
Lost some stuff.
Man.
That might have been what we, because I think we lost Leah Thompson too.
Oh, that I was about to freaking ask. I had Leah Thompson tell me
about it. And that reminded me because I saw pictures of her at a con over the weekend, and she'll kind of hug up on you for in your photo.
Oh, for an additional 75, you get a hug?
Yeah, probably. Wait, how much for you to do the two fingers and the tongue? Is that another 20? That'd be worth the money.
I was not aware of Dave Blunt prior to today, so I'll rejoin with him tomorrow if I can find any, you know, clean.
He's a big boy. He's bigger than Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll lost weight, though. Dave Blunt's is 600 pounds.
600 pounds, and he's going to crowd surf.
I think, didn't Jelly Roll top out at 500 at his heaviest? Pretty sure.
If he was at 500 when I saw him, I mean, he absolutely was. I can look at somebody and say, yeah, you're probably about 250, 300. He was about 450, 500.
God!
Pretty certain of that. Okay, so here I am going to a convenience store.
C-Store shout out?
Yeah. They don't spend money, so I won't say their name. If they were a partner, I would say hello to them. Maybe not, though, with this. Because it's nothing on them, but it's just what I saw. So, and judge me as you will, but I generally drink a Red Bull every morning. The peach has stolen my heart. I love it.
It's probably the best mixer, Red Bull.
It is. It's
whatever your liquor choice is.
You know what? I've never mixed this with liquor. I try a Jaeger Bomb with peach. But that's great.
Jaeger Bomb. I wonder if that'd be good with some schnapps.
Some peach schnapps.
Red Bull and schnapps.
Yeah.
Just all peach all the time.
You're gonna be up all night peeing. So I go into this store, and so I'll just paint the picture. I see a guy, probably 6'3", 6'4", standing there.
Big dude.
Dressed very elaborately. Like, had a little bit of flair, and I don't mean Rick. Like, and I don't mean, like, rainbow-themed either. I just mean, like, he's wearing a lot of expensive streetwear, okay? You know?
What? You're talking like Echo or like some
no,
FUBU?
Like some, no. I mean, just, he was all pimped out, you know.
Like, literally.
Like, he had.
He had the hat and the.
Nope.
And the cane?
No, he didn't have the long feather come out of the hat. He was just, he was wearing, you know what Fear of God is? It's a brand.
Okay. Is it like Organic Negro?
I don't know.
Is it the brand that Kyrie wears a lot?
Oh, probably, yeah, probably something like that. Yeah. Anyway, long story short, that he's dressed very expensively. And I could tell that by his, and I don't like using the word sneakers. I would say his tennis shoes.
I got to get some pimp music.
Some tennis shoes. So he's there on the phone, and I wouldn't think that really grabbed my attention at first. And if two and two is put together, that, what is this song? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough out here on the streets.
Yeah, it's across 110th Street. Harlem shout out.
A lot of, whether it's real or not, I don't know, and it doesn't matter, but he had on a lot of. Do we still say bling on his hands? Like
I mean, we can. Because,
shiny accoutrements. You know, and
drip, I think they say now.
Yeah. And but that's already came and gone. They're already using that on sports cards, so that means it's on the way out. There were two girls with him there that...
Hell yeah.
I am fairly certain were being trafficked.
Oh, no. Hang on now. Wait a minute. That's not the right word for the story. It's not. Can't you say they were with, like, he was, you know, they all walked in together. He escorted, like, you know, a couple hoes or.
I mean, by traffic, I mean, that's that. Is that not the term that we use for that now? Where, like, I'll just put it in just old layman's terms, like a couple prostitutes and a pimp. But.
A real life pimp.
But they did not look. See, this is the thing.
This is cool.
What?
A real life pimp? I've never seen
but
one.
But they looked like they didn't want to be doing it. Like they looked. But then again.
I could they have been worn out?
This is where I blame Tinder, but generally it's just the conditioning of life. Like they looked. Like they were scared and a little bit shaken, but also drug addicts, and that kind of goes hand in hand usually.
Like how could you tell? Just kind of why?
Just their eyes, man.
Oh, okay.
Like they're like, you know, and one point, like, I don't know if they asked him like if they could have a certain product there or whatever, but it was kind of like I didn't hear exactly what he said, but like I would imagine it was something like hurry the. Whatever up, let's go.
Bitches leave.
Huh?
Imagine you were in the cooler. He's like, let me get up in this, son. I got to get me a Red Bull.
Let me get this stall. But
I got to wake my bitches up.
And I was like, man, what is going on here? Like, I couldn't tell if he was like.
Did you see what they got in and out of vehicle-wise?
No, but that's the odd kind of part, because I was going to do that. They went out before I did, yeah, because I was behind them in line. And by the time I got out there was only one vehicle that they could have went and got into, and there's like, there's no way they got in that thing. Like, it was just like...
They walked. That's...
And then...
That ain't good.
What really just popped into my head just now is what's in walking distance from where I was at, and that would be a hotel.
Oh, yeah. You know what? God. The business model, I don't get. I don't know if it works anymore, but there are still pimps.
You know, that's what I was thinking. I was like, anyone of age can decide what they want to do for a living. You know, whether it be Dylan Drugs, which will be a Facebook fussing name next week. His first name's Dylan, his last name's Drugs. But if they're being held against their will, like, and you just don't know. But then again, is the drug? If it's drugs, are the drugs keeping them there? Like, I don't know. It's just one of those weird moments where I'm expecting John Quinones to pop out of the ice cream cooler.
You thought these women were a couple of hoes or decoys.
Turns out they're actors, okay? Now, why didn't you do anything?
Turns
you just got your Red Bull and left?
Turns out the pimp is one of our interns. I'm just really a big fan. I wanted to be a pimp.
What?
Did he walk up to you and he's like, hey, you looking to party at 4:30 in the morning, my man?
You smoke trees, man?
Can you handle a couple of my bitches at once?
You need some ice? Not the immigration kind.
Did he smell good? Or?
I didn't get that close to the man.
It smelled good.
Oh, wow. Look at the text.
I wish I could have seen a picture.
Judgmental much, Matt? Yeah, all the time. I mean, and so are you if you'd be honest with yourself. It just, something about it just struck
really
me as odd.
Be.
Also, this person says, what if he's just a friend and brought him home because they're strippers? Why are you assuming they're strippers?
Yeah, what if he's security? I imagine like Joe Exotic type looking guy in a suit.
No, not at all.
Or some joggers.
He wasn't wearing a suit. He was wearing, like, you know.
He might have been security, like, you know.
Or he could have been their Uber driver. He's like, let me go in there and get a candy bar with you ladies.
I mean, they don't always get out, but it could have been, you know, it could have been jiggle joint security for all we know. Could have been, you know, private. He could have been the John.
I don't know. I just, like, would not be a prostitute if I was a lady. I just wouldn't be. Even if I was the hottest, whatever. I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do much. It would depend.
I maybe would, like, have a crazy summer where I'd take, like, 3 or 4 clients a day. And then by fall, I'd retire. But why would you need a pimp, though? Like, you got the internet now. Like, there's no need for pimps.
I don't know if all prostitutes know how to use the internet. Maybe they need a pimp.
Yeah.
What if the guy, you talk to the guy and he's real nervous, like, oh, I just bought 2 whores and I don't know what to do.
And how do you, like, I know you start off as, like, who do you job shadow for that? Also, like, how does the word get out? Like,
how do you job shadow a whore?
It's like, hey, I'm a pimp now. I would like to have some ladies in my stable. Well, you young. I ain't going to mess with you. I've been going with Leroy here for years, and he's been only taking 90%.
So the prostitutes is like, I'm going to lay on my back for a couple hours, and this ain't no job.
You know, the real older ones probably don't have the internet, so that's probably the pimps. But these were probably young, mid-20s, probably.
I answered your call. Where you at, buddy? You at the hotel, the one everybody gets shot at?
Such an ambiguous voice. I can't tell if you're male or female. Very weird.
It could have been both.
All right, there go the phones. We'll get to your calls. 1-800-774-0093. The TLCMotors.com phone lines. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Happy Wednesday. I have to read this text. Most people wouldn't, but I feel the need to. Matt, notice you didn't use the word bias like you used a moment ago. Clearly, you were showing some. If it had been a woman with 2 drug addict men, would you assume that she's their madam? Nope. You're absolutely right. I would not assume that if 2 malnourished men were with a taller woman, all dressed up with diamonds and everything, I would, yeah, you're right.
What do you know? What do you know about madams? Nothing. You didn't, you know, Heidi Fleiss was one until you know actually saw her, and then you didn't know who she was before that.
Butterfly. I think that's just a Broadway show or something.
This is like the stereotype. You know, the pimp. You know a pimp when you
just
see a
pimp. Just the way it looked. God bless.
You know, being judgmental is like a good defense mechanism, too.
I really want to make that show today on Judgmental.
You. Hang on. Judgment.
It's just, yeah, someone who's, you know, don't have all their marbles. Is that okay to say?
Yeah.
Elevator to the top?
Look.
Cuckoo for Cocoa? Can they still do that? I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. No, you can't.
Would they say it on the news? I don't think they would.
No. Thank God.
Before you talk to everybody else talking about what you were talking about, you got to take this guy on line 3. Because I don't know if I don't know if you're going to believe it. I kind of don't, but.
Anonymous, you won't believe it.
He's definitely worth talking to.
Oh, is this the pimp that I just saw at the gas station? Yeah. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, guys.
What's going on? You sound downtrodden.
I got to talk to you guys about this thing. It's kind of embarrassing. Can I spill it? Can I tell you guys?
Yeah.
So I've been with my girlfriend now for like 5, almost 6 months. And she finally broke down to me the other day and said that she has to be honest with me. That the fact that, okay, I'm uncircumcised. I'm just going to get that out there.
Why are we laughing?
An issue,
thank you.
But
I'm going to go ahead and ask this, get the elephant out of the room. Is it because of religion, faith? Or
no, it's not. I've been asked that before. It's really, when I was born, I had like this weird blood disorder, and the doctors recommended like it not be done because of that. And my mom also had like this blood disorder thing, so it was really just for that. It wasn't like for religion or anything. But okay. So it's been like that my whole life, and you know,
you said that like Forrest Gump. Been like that my whole life.
I couldn't imagine being that way. I'm not.
You are not un.
I am cut. That's
me
what
too.
They call it. Yeah.
Me too.
So yeah. I don't know what this guy's life is like, what that would feel like.
I know it's the norm.
I don't.
Oh.
I've always kind of thought it was cool. I'm like the outlier, you know? But
what?
Like, of all your buddies, you're probably the only one that's uncut.
Yeah, it's like kind of a badge.
Especially in the South. If you're up north, you might run into it a little more at the troughs. But you're down here, I don't think you're going to very often. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is very interesting. How old a boy are you? Or a man? Or whatever?
I'm 30.
Okay.
Welcome.
Well,
hang on a second.
Why did she... Yeah, go ahead.
If you had the blood disorder before, like when you were born and they couldn't do it, I imagine it wouldn't be any different now, right?
Unless there's of a thing when you're younger.
Yeah, I think it had to do like more the risk as a newborn, something like that. Like,
God, I've never heard that option. I don't even know that they... Well, I have a... Well, gosh, wait a minute. I don't know the answer to that. Like, I don't know if you have a baby boy, did they ask you? Or I guess they have to.
I think they just go ahead and do it unless you tell them not to.
You tell them preemptively not to do it. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So you said she finally broke down. Were y'all having obviously I would ask this. Were y'all having problems intimately where...
Well, define problems. I mean, I'll tell you this. She told me that it scares her and that it's not appealing to her. And, I'll be honest, like, I really love her, and I'll do anything for her. I mean, she wants me to get circumcised.
God bless. That's a nice...
And, I want your guys' thoughts. If there's any medical people listening as well that can help me out, I'd appreciate
all the nurses listen to us. Like, I can tell you, like, anytime I take my mom to a doctor's appointment or I go for anything, all the nurses listen. So
they're going to find a doctor with the sharpest teeth, first of all.
That's what they do now.
Second, you got to do this for you, I'm thinking, man. Like, you got to have some guarantees she's going to hang around. What if she decides she don't like it? She's like, put it back. Plus, it back on.
That would not be fun. Can't put the turtle back in its shell.
Now, let me ask you this. Have in the past, as this, with other females, have they ever said anything similar? Like,
oh, that's a good
question. Not really. I mean, I'm not much of a womanizer. I mean, I haven't had like a ton of partners, but I've never had a girl complain. I mean, I've had a girl say something about it, but never like a complain or weirded out by it.
Huh.
Is that something you age out of, the surgery itself? Like, I don't know if they'll do it now.
I don't even want to Google it because I'm afraid of all the ads that I'll get popping up on Instagram later.
Plus, with like,
I've looked it up. You can get it done later in life. It's painful.
But insurance won't cover it. I bet that's just cosmetic. If your doctor doesn't say, "Hey, man, your ding-a-ling's infected. You need to get this extra skin cut off."
That's a good point.
It'll be cosmetic, and then that'll cost out the.
Would you want to stay awake for it?
I don't think you can.
Like, they'll just numb them, like, from the waist down.
No right? way.
From the waist to the knee.
I bet you. That's a song. I think they put you in local anesthesia, probably. I mean, I would hope to God so. I hope they just don't give you the circle of shots that they do sometimes where it just numbs the area.
Oh.
God. Dude, that's a... You're hurting us,
man. You're making us hurt.
You're making me like... I'm Chris Angel levitating right now somehow. I'm not fully sitting in the seat. It's so weird. Do you... I tend to think, obviously, if you listen to the show, like, a little differently here sometimes. I'm getting the feeling she wants to break up with you. And this is what she's figured up. I mean...
Oh, this is cruel.
Well...
Like, she might be weirded out if you do it. Like, she might be grossed out. Like, I can't believe you just did that.
Or she's, like, saying, like, hey, man, I want to see how much I can break you down. I don't know. That's a 5 or 6 months or 6 months. That's a big, big ask.
But if he does it, it would be less maintenance than what he's used to.
I bet that is a lot of maintenance.
It's got to be.
Summertime especially.
You probably got to have a special shower head for it.
Let me ask you this without being graphic. Seriously, like, do you, in the past, have you told girls, women ahead of time, like, hey, before we get going, I just need to let you know, it's not going to look the same as other ones?
I think I've mentioned it a time or two, like, kind of as a joke or just, you know, just if it, I don't know, just kind of got brought up, but. I just never thought it was a big deal. I mean, it's a little extra turtleneck down there. I mean, I don't...
It's probably not a big deal the way he puts it. Like, maybe there's just actually just a little extra. We're not talking about, like, you know, a half a foot extra.
Yeah, but, like, and again, not being graphic, but, like, when you're not fully at attention, it's got to look odd. That sounded weird to say, but, like,
well,
no comment really needed.
The fun fact... Maybe you don't know this, that most guys in the world are like that. It's only really here in America and kind of in some more religious countries that it's like that. It's like, you go to Europe, you go to Britain, they're all like that. Yeah. It's the norm over there. So it's kind of like, I always thought it was natural and, you know, it's kind of what you're born with.
This falls off.
Oh, this makes me think of a dumb question to ask, but I never thought of it until now.
Fifth one today. Go ahead.
Well, you know, say you're a female when you're born. Do you have that issue?
What?
Like a little extra, maybe? Oh, that, like, I don't know. I really don't know. I never thought about it before. I guess
not that I know of. There is kind of another something that they do in some countries that is like that, but it's supposed to be kind of like cruel and not necessary. I don't know. They say that they do it here because it's like it can help stop disease spread and for like cleanliness and stuff. But like I said, most of the world lives with it and it's fine. And it's kind of like how it naturally is in the first place, you know?
I never thought about that. Like, where did it, I thought it was always based in religion. I assumed.
Yeah, I did too.
I'd never really Googled it, but like.
But then why would the religion care if you did it or not? Is what I
and how would they
out.
Know? Like, do you have to go show the priest? That's where it all started. Go show the priest that you've been circumcised.
Oh, that's not a good start.
I know. It's not a good start.
I would not recommend that.
All right. Hold on for us, okay, sir?
Okay.
All right, thank you. How old did he say he was? I know he can
did
hear
he
me
say
right now, but
30s maybe?
Say
did he say 30s?
It sounds so like old younger people sound so tired when they talk. I know. I got to get it circumcised.
Well, okay, this is like a big decision. Like, I'd be nervous. I'd be puking.
I am for him.
Yeah, okay, we got to get an update with this guy if he decides to do it. I say don't.
Everyone on text says don't do it, don't do it. It's a trap, it's a trap.
But if you're going to do it, you might as well keep it, scrapbook it, go from there.
How do her blanks look? If you don't like the way her nipples look, tell her to get those fixed too. We just both start off the relationship with, you know, I don't like this about you, so go ahead and get that fixed too. Get that Majora trim down. My God.
It's like, you know, you go get a sandwich and a little bit of it's falling off the bun.
Oh, man. It's like, I didn't order curly fries. There's one in the bag. God.
Boy, tuck a little back.
This is a great text. This is what I love about your show. Tuning in and not knowing what it's going to be and ending the segment laughing my ass off. Thank you.
Somebody's done it for sure, I would imagine, this late in life.
Yeah.
Maybe for religious reasons.
You guys are right. It would be a cosmetic surgery. Insurance wouldn't pay. Don't ask how I know that, but I'm in the insurance industry.
I'm doing one right now.
Here, hold my scissors.
I love the show. Got to go back to trimming.
Gosh.
Plus, could you get patterns? You want a zigzag pattern? Like, what do you want? Straight across?
Oh, man.
You want it to look like Saturn? I mean, what do you... Do you have options?
I want it to look like a crescent moon. Ouch! I'm laughing and I'm hurting.
It does hurt.
Gosh. Oh, like, it's... Such a weird thing.
It's
painful. Women, are you hurting right now, even though he's not talking about your parts?
They got to be, because even though, like, it's more common for them to get that done now, like some rejuvenation,
yeah,
it's still got to hurt like hell for a long time.
Like, is that like that one place in town where you can go? They do the same thing for men?
Well, like, for women, I know it's cosmetic, right? Will they do it for men cosmetically?
But that's not like back to One Day Old. That'd be the name of the store. Back to One Day Old.
That's weird how it works. When is it cosmetic and when is it medical? Like, you know, non-cosmetic.
I'm just shocked the fact I've never thought about that ever in my life, which isn't a bad thing, but like, where did it come from? I literally always thought it had something to do with in the Bible.
Look, we're going off of what we know about sex ed. That could have changed, you know, in 20 or 30 years too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're changing the curriculum yet again. Thank God.
Yeah.
All right. What do we need to do time-wise? Because we've been mega late today.
You know what?
We being me, primarily. What?
We can come back and be real short. We can take a call
okay.
or two.
Okay.
Let's just do it that way.
1-800-774-0093. I'd really like to hear from any medical people that can help dude out, or anybody that's done it before. Because, again, I hate saying the same
right
thing,
now.
But it's a big ask. So, that far in.
She's really got no right to ask him to do it, to be honest with you. I mean, it's not going to affect her either way.
No. Unless it does.
I mean, getting it going, it might affect
women
her.
That have been with both types of men. Call in. Is the other one better than the other? I don't know. 1-800-774-0093.
All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
That text said it. I'm the same way as being on the show. I didn't know that it was good. I thought we were just talking about profiling people at gas stations. And this turns into... Yeah, so my girlfriend, she wants me to get circumcised. It grosses her out, or it's not appealing to her.
Look at that.
The word appealing, that's funny.
That shows you. No matter what you got going on, if you think it's like, you know, that big, it's going to be a showstopper. It's going to get you in, no matter where. Now, unless you call a 950, you might not get in, but
right,
you know.
Right, okay.
Any other time, it might work out for you.
We asked, and we got it. Let's go to line two. It's Melissa, who's a nurse. Hey, Melissa, the nurse. Uh-oh.
What? Is it Melissa?
Melissa?
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah. Hey.
See, I told everyone all the nurses listen to us.
They really do.
It's proof positive. Thank you for your services.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, so...
24 hours on.
Talk about this medically. Like, is something you've heard of before?
There's a lot more moms now, like especially like the anti-vaxxer moms and stuff, that are choosing not to do the circumcision. I see it more and more all the time, but we still do them every morning. You know, I deliver babies and then we go circumcise, you know. But it's becoming more of a normal not to have it done.
So when you get there today, you will be circumcising.
I just left there, and we do them at, like, 6 in the morning.
God, that's too early that's too early.
Stupid question. Like, the kids got to be going nuts, right? Like, crying like crazy during this whole thing?
The worst part is just when they do the numbing, like you guys talked about earlier, where you do the circle of shots. But after the first one, the kid usually shuts up because they don't feel it after that.
But. The kid shuts up. Yikes. Yikes.
Oh, I got to know.
Have you ever got home that evening and found some in your pocket still? You forgot to toss it in the trash.
That's what I was going to ask. What happens to it? Can the parents take it or do you have to throw it away?
No, we toss it with medical waste.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
You just got like a bag of skin, man. It's got to be awful.
Yeah. Overseas, man. They sell it for like face cream and stuff like that.
Oh, God. That's
I know.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
I mean, it's not
I'm serious.
You know, because there's that thing that I told this story before, and again, I love him, but our boss doesn't like when I talk about this stuff. But like overseas, it's a well-known thing that the elders will drink the urine of the newborns as a sign of vitality.
God.
Yeah, I think that's gross.
That's awful.
Weird. Very weird.
Yeah.
Melissa, go home and rest. You've circumcised enough for the day.
Wash those hands.
Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
All right, Melissa.
God, she was great.
Imagine meeting her. So what do you do? Well, I circumcise. Okay, well.
Good, because I got something I want you to look at real quick.
I got this bump. I can never get a cell phone underneath there to get a photo. Tell me, Anonymous?
Yeah, let's go to Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you a nurse, or you've been with men who have been both circumcised and not?
Well, not to make myself sound like I get around town, but my ex-husband... was uncircumcised, and my current husband is. And from a woman's standpoint, an uncircumcised member is.
Thank you.
There's a lot more to deal with down there, and a circumcised one is just it's cleaner.
Yeah, I see.
You don't have that extra skin to wonder what's up under there. You know what I mean?
Sure. No, I totally get it. No, I mean, look.
Maybe that's what they tell us, you
know. Freaking-lutely. I agree with that. So you're saying as a woman, you prefer a circumcised man?
Yes.
Okay. All right, very good.
Check it out.
All right.
Thanks for the honesty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anonymous. Have a great morning.
You too.
All right. I can see her point to lay that out at the beginning. I just don't want to. I'm not a woman who goes around bouncing around town, but I've been with both before.
That was just interesting that, you know, she was talking about the anti-vaxxing moms who don't want it done.
That's something I didn't even think about. Like, that goes with the whole natural birth stuff, doing it in the swimming pool or bathtub.
Yeah, but that seems, I mean, look, we've always been taught that it's more sanitary to be cut, so you would think that like that would I don't feel like that's something that's conspiratorial.
No, I think it just became part of the like part of just the standard and everybody just accepts it. It's like property taxes. You've owned it for years, but you're gonna still pay them a little bit of money every year to get it. It's like, well, I've never known different, so I'll just pay it, I guess.
Might as well. Ain't like it's gonna change.
Cut that skin right off. But then wonder down the road, can kids sue their parents for doing it?
Probably. There's a whole list they can sue them for now. Oh, they want to be emancipated when they're 15.
It started with Macaulay Culkin when he divorced his parents. That's
really
where
did.
He gave kids his power.
And it was their fault they neglected him twice in two major cities.
They left him at home. Fat boy, when we return, we're going to stay on balance here, and we're gonna do the BDA.
Yes, sir. We got some good BDA stuff.
We call it a battle just for fun, but you, the audience, will decide who has the better clips. I have some today that are blue in humor. I also have one today that you will be haunted by the rest of the day. You will be saying it. You won't ever look up in the sky and say, it's a bird, it's a plane. You will be saying it like this lady that I'm going to play during the Best Damn Audio.
Jesus.
Call me
Matt. I'm curious what that is now. I got one that's going to make you regret arguing with old people about the moon landing. Something you shouldn't talk about with people. It's a very heated topic.
That's in the people that live during that. That's a sign of patriotism. Like you're a communist if you say otherwise.
You're questioning everything they believed in.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to that. The Best Damn Audio battle next. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.